be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Wow, I got some great news. If you are within 6 months of coming out of a Ford lease, you can buy a new 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab XLT 4x4 and save up to an unbelievable $17,416 with your employee discount. If you want to lease again, the lease payments are great too. Most likely we can lower your lease payment from last time. This is the time of the year the deals are hot. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll today.
072 is back at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. 0% 72-month financing on select Chevrolet models. GM cardholders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save over $14,000 on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 4-wheel drive crew cab all-star edition with 5.3-liter V8 engine, heated seats, Bose audio system, rear vision camera, spray and bed liner, 20-inch wheels, and trailering package. Priced at only $38,732. Lease a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with heated seats, power liftgate, remote start, lane change cross traffic alert, and rear vision camera. Only $297 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 Chevy Equinox LT. Has all-wheel drive with remote start, heated seats, and power liftgate. Lease it for only $210 a month. Lease prices based on lease loyalty with $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to flannerautomall.com.
Through two quarters of play, we have a tied ballgame, 19-19 between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Reese Rockets, as you're listening to the WLEW Sports Hour. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside from the county seat of Huron. At the end of the first quarter, it was Bad Axe leading 10-8, but then Reese outscores Bad Axe by 2 in the second quarter, 11-9 to tie it up, all square at 19 apiece. The Bad Axe Hatchets are led by a trio of scorers, each with 4 points. Jack Clancy, Colby Meeks, and Cody Tulaski each with 4. James Kirvin at 3, and Aaron Soles with 2, rounding out the 19 points. For the Reese Rockets, Gabe Robinson leading the way, no surprise there, with 5 points. Then Darnell Davis, Bryce Brechtelsbauer, and Tanner Turbush each with 4, and Jake Rao with 2 points. Very balanced scoring for both teams. Very minimal free throws. Bad Axe 2-for-3. Reese 1-for-2. As far as turnovers are concerned, Reese with 4, Bad Axe with 2. And Bad Axe out rebounding Reese 16-12. 10 defensive rebounds, 6 offensive glass, compared to Reese's 9 defensive and 3 offensive boards. John Mooney, shooting.
The Reese Rockets, they took 26 shots in the entire first half. They hit 8 of them. That's 30%. That's to be expected for a visiting team with a cold bus ride and everything. The Hatchets, on the other hand, they were 8 for 35. That's 27%. And looks like they haven't been around home enough.
Because they haven't.
So breaking it down for the Hatchets, they're 7 for 20 on the inside. That's 35%. That's a doggone good clip. But they're 1 for 15 outside the arc.
They took 15 threes.
15 threes. 6%, and it doesn't take Einstein to figure out that your best bet is to go ahead and take that ball inside where you're doing a couple things. You have a better chance of scoring, and you're also putting the Reese Rockets in foul jeopardy. Now the Reese Rockets, they were pretty balanced, I thought. They were on the inside 6 for 18, 33%. And they were 2 for 8 and on the outside, 25%. But even, no matter how you slice it, we've got a 19-19 point ball game. And if anyone looks at this as deja vu all over again, it should be the Bad Axe Hatchets. It was a 20-20 ball game at Harbor Beach, and they just came out and took the ball inside against the Pirates. And, they have the blueprint on how to go ahead and get this done. And, for that matter, so does the Reese Rockets.
A little bit different than the last time these two teams played. Last year in 2018, the last time was February 21st, and that final score was Reese 89, Bad Axe 57. And the time before that, a week before that, was Reese 78, Bad Axe 37. They're a little off that clip so far.
Well, it's not that the personnel has changed all that much either.
No.
Which is kind of funny. It's just that these two teams are out here playing humongous defense. This is probably the best defensive encounter I've seen all year.
Reese is averaging 68 points a game entering tonight, and Bad Axe is averaging 53. So good defense on both sides of the ball. Good rebounding, collectively 28 rebounds, and just collectively 6 turnovers between the two squads, which is a complete opposite of than what we saw last Friday.
Now, do you expect Bad Axe to go ahead and shoot 27% the entire game? I don't.
I'm not sure. That's
33% of the inside for Reese. Yeah, that's a pretty good stat.
Yeah, especially
on
the road.
Being on the road.
Yeah.
And everything. So I would expect that. But as far as the Hatchets are concerned, I'll tell you what. It's not that they're shooting poorly. It's the fact that Reese Rockets are playing some really good defense.
Well, what's the best we've seen so far tonight, John, is the officiating.
Oh, no doubt.
Jeff Kozel out there. I mean, my goodness. He may be staying right in front of us as we're saying this, regardless. I would say he's in the top 3 officials we've seen tonight.
Oh, I agree.
All right, so both squads back out here to start this second half, 19-19. 4 lead changes, 4 ties to start this ball game. And we are headed into the third quarter. Bad Axe will start out on offense, white jerseys, yellow stripes down the sides. 8 minutes are on the clock to start the third. Inbound to Cody Tulaski, now moving right to left across the radio for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Tulaski dribbling at the right wing against Robinson, has to get rid of it. Now Clancy against Turbush. Strong man-to-man defense for the Reese Rockets so far to start this third. Jensen Emmerich dribbling with 3 fouls out there over the left wing. Curving for 3.
Nope.
Off the mark. Rebound brought in by Brechtelsbauer, and here come the Reese Rockets trying to take the lead. They've led as many as by 4 points when that was 19-15. Bad Axe finished the quarter on a 4-0 run. Isaac Johnson can't get the layup to fall from the right side. He was contested. Rebound brought in by Clancy. And the Hatchets are on offense. Clancy drives down to the corner to Cody Tulaski for 3, and he nails that one. And Bad Axe is back out on top by 3 points, 22-19. Tulaski's first 3 of the night. He now has 7. Leading scorer for the Bad Axe Hatchets, Isaac Johnson to Robinson. And this one's tipped out of bounds by James Curvin with 7:03 left in the third quarter. 22 for Bad Axe, 19 for the Reese Rockets. Isaac Johnson inbounding on the side. Into the backcourt, Turbush, freshman point guard. Of course, Reese without DeMarcus Palmruder tonight, their typical point guard. Down inside the lane to Brechtelsbauer, and this one's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Rockets. 6:54 left in the third, 22-19, Bad Axe leading currently by 3 points. Bad Axe has led as many by 8, and that was way back when it was 10-2. But then after that, it was a 17-9 run for the Reese Rockets. Isaac Johnson, skip pass down to the opposite block into the hands of number 4, Jake Rao, in for 2 points very casually. And we're back to a 1-point ball game, 22-21, Bad Axe leading by 1. Cody Tulaski gets across midcourt, pushing tempo into the right corner for Colby Meeks. 3, and this one's good. Colby Meeks now has 7. Mears Cody Tulaski's scoring points as well. 2 points in each quarter, and then 3 in the third. 25-21, Bad Axe by 4. 6:20 left in the third. Brechtelsbauer over to Turbush, has to go dive for it nearly before out of bounds. Good screen.
That's an illegal screen
from Jake Rao as he set the pick, and then he decided to lean the shoulder into him, and that'll be a foul against Rao, and that'll be his third and Reese's first of the second half. So Rao will sit down, and he's being replaced by Darnell Davis, number 12. Inbounding for Bad Axe would be Colby Meeks out there for the Hatchets. Meeks into the hand of Jensen Emmerich. Now Curvin, Clancy, and Tulaski for the Hatchets.